This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Germany, where two people are dead and several others injured after shots were fired near a synagogue north of the German city of Leipzig. Witnesses say a man was wearing camouflage when he opened fire near the synagogue before he left the scene in a vehicle. Police say one person's been detained in connection with that attack that came on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in California with no electricity this morning as utilities have shut the power off in 22 counties because of expected high winds and an increased risk of wildfires if power lines come down. This manager at a hardware store in Lafayette, California, says people have been preparing.
Lanterns are gone, flashlights are just about gone. Batteries we've been filling every 15, 20 minutes, it seems. It's like we're giving them away. It's just crazy.
And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event is going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
The only place I can think of where we had trials like this is in the Soviet Union.
That's President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, as the White House says it will not cooperate in the Trump impeachment investigation. In an 8-page letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, White House counsel Pat Cipollone says the inquiry is constitutionally invalid because the full House has not yet voted on impeachment. And Giuliani says,
this is now worse than a witch hunt.
Turkish military and Syrian rebels reportedly about to cross the Syrian border, a Turkish official making the announcement on Twitter after the announcement from President Trump that U.S. forces are leaving that region. Turkey views those Kurdish fighters in the region as terrorists because of their ties to militants waging an insurgency in Turkey. And this is USA Radio News. Winter-like weather will hammer the northern Rockies and plains in the coming few days. Parts of Montana and Wyoming could get up to a foot of snow. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is standing firm after receiving a lot of backlash over his view on the Hong Kong protests. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Silver has been trying to find middle ground of showing support for a team executive who spoke out for Hong Kong's protesters and protecting the league's growth in a basketball craze, China. Silver's statements have Democrats and Republicans criticizing the NBA commish, to which Beverly Hallberg, president of the District Media Group, says,
when was the last time you saw Ted Cruz and Chuck Schumer agree on anything? Apparently there are still some issues that bring Republicans and Democrats together, and I think this is one that definitely warrants it. What's interesting about it is that Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner, has long said that he stands up for the free speech rights of players and those affiliated with the NBA. You mentioned some examples there when players have spoken out. You had LeBron James, who's called President Trump a bum. You have coaches, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, who have tweeted about their position on gun control. But apparently it's a step too far when you call out the Chinese government indirectly. And something to know about China, they kill their citizens. Currently there are 3 million people who are in concentration camps. You can stand up for the Chinese people and still call out the Chinese government. But I think what this comes down to, and people are rightly seeing, that the messaging war on this, it really shows that the NBA's bottom line is about the bottom line.
Hallberg was speaking there on Fox Business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Listen live. Listen to all our podcasts. They're right there for you. Our gift to you, because we're givers. That's the way we roll. And speaking of which, we've got the biggest giver of all time, James Herson. Yes, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst right here. Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing well. Doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm tired of all this impeachment stuff, but hey, it seems like this is what we're going to have to put up with. You know, I think the Dems think that somehow they can fast-track this thing and have it done by Thanksgiving. Surely they just...
Yeah, I think that's probably way, way unrealistic, but I do think they want to get it done before the primary season. So they want to get it done before the end of the year in the sense of getting it done in the House. And they've calculated in their minds anyway that, you know, if they get it done soon, even if they don't convict in the Senate, that they'll be able to use it as a wedge issue to say, you know, that he's an impeached president and that but for the Republican obstruction of American justice, he would have been rightly removed from office, and now you need to remove him with your vote. And that's what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. And then in a long shot, like a Hail Mary, they're thinking, well, maybe we can pressure Republicans because we've done it in the past. We've made them fold. And all they need is 20, and I think they could get about a dozen, but I don't think they're going to go beyond that. So probably what's going to happen is they're going to either, you know, impeach him in the House, or Nancy Pelosi has this plan of it being the non-impeachment where they raise the I word and it keeps going all the way into the 2020 season, and then they think they're going to impeach him in a second term.
Well, they're enjoying it. It's a little bit of a windfall for them because, you know, you get these partisans that are so ideologically fixed that they're willing to open up their checkbook and, you know, waste their money. And Dems are there. They're happy to take advantage of that.
Yeah, they have a part of their base, and it is many of them are very wealthy. Look at the Hollywood liberals. They're happy to donate based on these kind of hate-filled rage approaches that have nothing to do with reality. And so what we've seen is a bunch of sputtering. You know, we have, you know, obviously we had the Mueller report sputter, and when Mueller said he didn't know who Fusion GPS was, that was the moment that everything connected with his investigation died.
Right.
And so, you know, the Russia collusion, the obstruction of justice, that's all dead. So in the intervening period since the Mueller report, there's been one breakthrough after another leaking out to the press of what Bill Barr and John Durham are up to. And the leaks centered on Ukraine.
Right.
On the nation of Ukraine.
Right. Why not, James? That's been ground zero. I mean, we've known that for a long time.
Right. because they started wanting to get Manafort. Manafort had business in Ukraine. Obama had a kind of government, almost like a puppet government in Ukraine that worked with him. Mm-hmm. It was so corrupt that it was defeated. And this new president, you know, was going to have conversations with our president. And, of course, you know, we have this bureaucracy that we affectionately call the deep state.
Right.
That is listening to the conversations. But look at, so in a desperate move, they come up with a whistleblower who's not a whistleblower, who doesn't have firsthand knowledge, of, and expecting, as most presidents would do, that the president would not release his transcript, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
And when he released the transcript and it didn't comport with the complaint, when we found out that Adam Schiff lied repeatedly and that Adam Schiff, his group had been in touch with the so-called whistleblower before the public ever heard about it and seemed to be coordinating it, their mm-hmm. deal died.
Yes.
Now they've come up with a second whistleblower.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you got Adam Schiff in his typical lying manner makes up a story based on a document which becomes part of the public record. I mean, he ought to be censured just for that, James, because they've got to cancel. They've got to find some way to neutralize that in the public record, because the way he was reporting on it as the chair of the intelligence community or the intelligence committee, it's like fact. It's not fact. I mean, he just flat out lied, and, you know, he merrily rolls along here, and I don't know what's going to happen there, but eventually all this is going to come, you know, come to bear. But I think they're freaking out because, as you mentioned, with what Bill Barr and John Durham are doing, I think it's a race to the finish here. We've got two parallel tracks. One, where the Democrats are running like crazy to get their message out there. But I'm telling you, what's going to come in terms of a blockbuster bombshell, unless I'm reading this all wrong from Bill Barr and John Durham, I think the Democrats are going to be absolutely decimated.
Yes, the facts are not on their side, so they're playing a distract defense. That's mm-hmm. what this is. And they're also setting it up so that they can say that, oh, this is just a tit for tat. This is just partisan.
Yes, plausible deniability, right?
And that the Republicans are the ones who are distracting from President Trump's wrongdoing by coming up with these unfounded conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
You look at the way that the press has played along with the Democrats. What you hear routinely is the Joe Biden scandal with his son is brought up at every minute.
Yeah, how does he protect it? How does Biden hold any kind of face on this deal? I mean, we've been saying for the last couple of weeks when all this came out, he's done. There's a fork in him. So he's like gasping on his last breath here. And somehow, you know, he's talking all this and that like he would beat Trump like a drum. Yeah, right. Good luck.
Right. But, Bill, notice how the media treats it. If anyone brings it up on a show, the media says, well, that's already been debunked.
Right.
Which is flat lie.
Right.
But that's what they're going to do with everything that Bill Barr comes up with. They're going to say, oh, that's already been debunked.
Mm-hmm.
Because they no longer have any embarrassment, any kind of reluctance to misrepresent and lie. I'm talking about the media now.
Right.
And the media plays along with the Democrats. I mean, the people like Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, Chuck Todd,
yes,
George Stephanopoulos, they are plain liars.
They're embarrassing, James. Like you say, they have no shame. It's embarrassing to listen to them. The way they hand out the, you know, the partisan grape juice out there. I mean, it's disgusting.
But here's the thing. You know, one of the problems with a lot of the scandals that involve Democrats is that they're difficult. They have a lot of fact patterns. They're hard to follow. But this Joe Biden scandal, everyone understands. It reminds me of the college admissions scandal.
Yes.
I mean, here's a guy, a troubled son, who is a drug addict who's kicked out of the military, probably, arguably, in many places, unemployable.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up getting a job with an energy company on the board of directors with no energy experience and getting paid $50,000 to $83,000 a month. Then we hear that he forms a newly formed private equity firm with no experience, with another rich guy's son, John Kerry's son.
And Waddy Bulger is the relative, too. Hey, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our preferred rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program just celebrated its 5th anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment.
As promised, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm this 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with James Hurston. Yes, the best-selling author, media analyst, and legal analyst continues. As you were citing, James, going down through the history of Hunter Biden, it doesn't make sense. I mean, the only thing that makes sense is that he ran off his dad's coattails. His dad, Vice President of the United States. And, in fact, they're so cheap. And this is the thing, to me, the Biden family, family so cheap, they can't even afford to pay a ticket for Hunter to fly commercial. No, he's got to fly on Air Force Two that's carrying his dad, that lends credibility and support for Joe Biden and for Hunter Biden. So they figure, hey, we'll take care of the son, and we got the dad, and now we're finding out all this collusion stuff, as you mentioned, you know, Barack Obama pulling the puppet strings there in the Ukraine, and the deal in China as well. $1.5 billion, I mean, the government of China. And of course, then we find out, well, I mean, you talk about, you know, maybe a soft quid pro quo, if not even a hard one, if you want to, you know, parse words here, what Barack Obama and Joe Biden were doing on behalf of the Chinese at the people's expense. And when I say the people's expense, I don't mean Chinese people, I mean the American people's expense, right?
Right, exactly. And that what I'm saying is that everyone understands. They know what nepotism is. They know when a person that isn't qualified, that is unemployable in these positions, gets the position and gets this massive amount of money. The money comes from countries that right after Joe Biden does some sort of action in the country, and in case of Ukraine, Joe Biden on camera, on video,
exactly,
brags about the quid pro quo. The evidence is so strong here, and yet we don't know, at least at this point, if there's any investigation going on at all. And as far as the media is concerned, other than, you know, this very small group of conservative investigative journalists, mm-hmm, people like John Solomon, mm-hmm, Sarah Carter.
Right.
There's a very small group of them. Tom Fitton. Other than those people, no one's looking into it, and the entire media is lying, mm-hmm, and saying it has already been debunked,
right,
which is a lie.
No, totally.
Giving Joe Biden cover,
right,
as the, and they still, there's a still segment of the media that supports Biden and thinks he's got a chance at the nomination, but you and I know that's not going to happen.
No, he's done.
But
there's a fork in him.
Panicked.
Mm-hmm. Of course
they're
they are.
Panicked because,
right,
they look out. Biden was supposed to be the moderate. He caved on every issue and sounds more like he's turned into Joe Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
And he's the gaffe machine is still on. We haven't heard about it, but just because
they took him off the trail.
They took him off.
Yeah.
And so there's talk now about Hillary running, Hillary jumping in. And it's,
to save the day.
It's real talk, and she's acting like that.
Yeah.
And then there's the same old talk we heard before about trying to get Michelle Obama to run because they're panic-stricken. Because you look out at that group, they're all, I mean, really, they're not going to be able to beat Donald Trump as an incumbent.
Well, that's what Al Green, that's what Al Green made clear. He said, look, the only way we can get rid of him, we got to impeach him. But, you know, going back to what you said earlier, you know, Peter Schweitzer was the one that wrote the definitive.
I love Al Green singing, by the way. I love it singing.
Not that Al Green. The other Al Green. The crazy Al Green out of Texas.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Peter Schweitzer, he was the one that wrote initially, he brought it to the forefront here in his book, Secret Empire. It's been out for over 2 years. So, you know, here it is, and we've been waiting on it. In fact, I interviewed Peter right after he released his book. I said, well, how can this be, you know, with Biden? And, of course, he's equal opportunity. I mean, there's some Mitch McConnell bad news in here, too. And so, you know, these things. But it's all about corruption. And this is what I love about Peter. You know, it's bipartisan. He looks at it and says, okay, hey, we got problems here. And if we're going to get down to the bottom of all this, all these, whether it's Mitch McConnell, Joe Biden, I don't know that Joe Biden will ever admit, because as Dinesh D'Souza explained to me a long time ago, he just says, well, the thing about con men is they always stick to the con. They will never give up the con. And that's what they are. They're highly paid, accepted con men within the political circles.
No question. And look, when you start to actually look at what's been done in terms of the Pfizer abuse, the surveillance, the idea of launching a counterintelligence investigation against a candidate for president and keep it going when he becomes the president, when you see it, and the idea of entrapment and people that were even represented in the Mueller report and by the press as professors and people who were oligarchs and figures turn out to be agents of intelligence entities. And so it's they moved as President Trump was the presumptive nominee when he became inaugurated. They moved from one hit job to another hit job. The resistance goal was to remove him from office, and yet ignoring the corruption of Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Barack Obama. And now we have corruption with people like Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez.
Who is she really married to? Did we ever figure out and what her real name is? I mean, what is it about these politicians? I mean, they don't have a real name anymore. I mean, it's bad enough that we elected a president that had, what do you have, three or four aliases or something, or names or whatever that he used? I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah, like that guy Barry Sotero.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, we won't even talk about his birth certificate. Just say, who in the heck is he?
Yeah, well, the thing about Ilhan Omar, I guess this is another one of those scandals which everyone understands. She married her brother, it appears, for fraud. She's getting divorced because she had an affair with her staffer. She's allegedly misused campaign finance funds. And nothing, no investigation, not even an ethics complaint. Why? Because she's part of the Democrat Party identity politics protected class.
James, you know, one thing that I thought of, not that I'm wishing this, okay? So take this for what it's worth. You know, here she is, a practicing Muslim, right? And having infidelity, you're done. I mean, they have quick justice in the Muslim world for infidelity, right?
I think so. I mean, it's stoning, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And they they don't use due process to determine that.
No.
There's a movie on that called The Stoning of Soraya M., a brilliant film that was out a few years ago. But you're right. You're right. Under the Sharia law that she seems to respect, she'd be dead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just only saying, you know, here she is promoting Muslim ways and Sharia law and all that. It's like, well, hello, is something going to happen here? Is a shoe going to drop? All of a sudden somewhere, you know, in the middle of Minneapolis or D.C. or something, we're going to see a bunch of Muslims picking up stones here?
Yeah, these are, you know, people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. The thing I can't quite understand is how they're part of a party that kills human beings in the womb and after they're born doesn't render aid to them, because actually, you know, their religion teaches otherwise.
Right.
And so that's a strange dichotomy.
And especially for women, James. I mean, it's brutal. You know, what they do to women. But, you know, that's what they believe and support. But I think there may be a time where you say, I thank God I live in America.
Yeah.
Maybe.
For the time being.
Yes, exactly.
It's a republic if you can keep it, Franklin said.
That's right.
We got to keep it.
We're on the brink, and we need the silent majority to no longer be silent. We need common sense to return to the public debate and the public square, James, in a big way. If there's ever been a time, it is now. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, Larry, right here on Bill Martinez Live. James, always an honor. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. shield. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Germany, where two people are dead and several others injured after shots were fired near a synagogue north of the German city of Leipzig. Witnesses say a man was wearing camouflage when he opened fire near the synagogue before he left the scene in a vehicle. Police say one person's been detained in connection with that attack that came on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in California with no electricity this morning as utilities have shut the power off in 22 counties because of expected high winds and an increased risk of wildfires if power lines come down. This manager at a hardware store in Lafayette, California, says people have been preparing.
Lanterns are gone, flashlights are just about gone, batteries we've been filling every 15, 20 minutes, it seems. It's like we're giving away. It's just crazy.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, as she does most weeks. Always good to have her here. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about the latest TPP action, filing an ethics complaint against Representative Adam Schiff, and there are many in the audience that say it's about time.
Yes, well, we did it. So we filed an ethics complaint against Adam Schiff yesterday afternoon, and we certainly are in full support of the censure motion that Congressman Andy Biggs has been pushing. There are 94, as of last night, there were 94 members of the House who had signed on to that. He has lied. He is not handling his responsibility as he should, and we think that that there were grounds for an ethics complaint.
Well, you know, thank God the White House and the president has pushed back on this mockery of what is on display, and most America is understanding and seeing this as a total mockery of the process. I mean, you can't do this to people. You can't make up stories. You can't come up with lies. But they've been nonstop. They've been totally unleashed and unchecked. So thank God, you know, TPP and others are resisting this, and the president as well, to saying, look, we're not going to cooperate until, if you want to go ahead and formally process, you know, an impeachment charge, where there can be fairness. But right now, you see, what most people don't understand, Jenny Beth, is that the Democrats are controlling everything here. There's no fairness. The Republicans do not, the counterparts do not have the same ability to process subpoenas like the Democrats do. It's all and for the Democrats right now. There's no Republican representation.
Yes, that's exactly correct. Speaker Pelosi has not voted, so in not voting, it's prevented the Republicans from being able to subpoena. But more than that, it is preventing the Democrats from going on the record as to whether they support this process or not. Mm-hmm. Does she even have the votes right now to make that pass on the floor of the House, or is she shy? She may be shy just one or two votes, or it may be more than that, but the fact that she did not take that vote, so we don't know the answer. It makes it very difficult also to hold your member of Congress accountable. But if they're allowing this to go forward and they're proceeding with it and they're not standing against it, then I would say they're part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And you have Representative Schiff, who's lied publicly, and he's lied to the media about the role that he and his staff had with the whistleblower. He fabricated testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, and he's using and abusing his position. I think that's completely wrong. And if your member of Congress is not standing up against that, then I see if you're not publicly calling him out for it, then you're okay with what he's doing. And that is just completely unacceptable. And if you're not calling out Speaker Pelosi for the way that she's handling what should be a very serious matter, then your member is also part of the problem.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. And totally here, Jenny Beth, because I was shocked because, I mean, and you know, if you understand, Adam Schiff's an attorney. He should know better. I mean, he's taking full advantage and they're politicizing this, and this gives them a tremendous amount of breath to take advantage of the people. And they really are taking advantage of the electorate here because they are clouding up and really murking up the waters by coming up with these stories and being on the record. I mean, if nothing else, he should be censured, if not even disbarred, for what he's doing and how he's misrepresenting the legal profession. I mean, there should be a lot more outrage here. And here it is, the TPP, you know, you're leading the way again on this ethics complaint. Now, what happens when you file an ethics complaint? Explain to our audience, Jenny Beth, what's the next step here?
Well, you file it, and then I believe that the process, I've only done it one other time. There is a more independent body who reviews it. I don't know what will happen with it. I think oftentimes they wait until the very end of a congressional session, and then they just sort of try to sweep most of them under the rug. So some of what we're doing with this is putting in the record and making sure that people are aware right now of the lies that he's told, the fabrication that he had before his own committee. And, you know, the audacity of the man to do that, he's done everything he's projecting his own behavior onto President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of astounding that he's done that. And I think that it's important that we're out there setting the record straight right now. And that's what we hope that we're able to accomplish in the very short term. And in the long term, I want him to be held accountable for his actions.
Well, what you point out, and I hope people are getting this, there's a fact pattern here. The Democrats talk about a fact pattern, but the fact pattern is what they've done. You know, whether it's Mueller, whether it's Kavanaugh, in this case here over the Ukraine deal, details held. I mean, here he has the whistleblower's information, and we wrote a commentary on this 2 weeks ago that they had advanced knowledge, that they had it in much the same way as Dianne Feinstein had the letter from Blasey Ford and her attorneys and sat on it for a month. Very well aware of it, and so was Adam Schiff. And for him to claim that he didn't know, didn't have any contact whatsoever, I mean, he parses his words in such a way to put him in the gray area to where, you know, in the legal sense, well, you can't really hold his feet to the fire. Well, I mean, you can't have it both ways. You want to play in the court of public opinion. Well, the court of public opinion says you're flat out lying to us because you knew in advance what was, you know, what was in that complaint and who the whistleblower was. And for you to come out and say otherwise, I think is a flat out lie.
That is exactly correct. They were very aware of who it was and what was going on before the complaint was ever filed. And he has said that they did not have that kind of contact when indeed they did. the whole thing was a political setup. They're using impeachment as a political maneuver, which is exactly the kind of accusation that they're accusing the president of, using his office for political purposes. The thing that I just keep thinking is this the precedent that we actually want set? And I think it's important for people to understand that Tea Party Patriots, which has had a lot of protests in the last decade, we never were calling for the impeachment of President Barack Obama. We never did that. And we made sure that as we held the legislation and the issues accountable, and we put those under, you know, we put those under scrutiny, that we did not extend it beyond where it needed to go. That we didn't say, okay, well, he should be impeached, or go against the will of the American people who voted for him, not just once, but twice, to be our president. We respect the process. We respect our fellow Americans. We respect the decision they made at the polls. We're not getting that same kind of respect from the Democrats in Congress or from the people who support them in this push to impeach the president over a legitimate call with another world leader, in which both members said there was no, well, you can just read the transcript yourself.
Exactly.
There was no quid pro quo, that the president of Ukraine did not feel pressured. And we don't have to look at what the whistleblower said. We can just go to the evidence itself.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, the Democrats have really apprehended this cancel culture concept. They've become the holders and protectors, the Templars of the cancel culture. They want to invalidate 63 million votes. Voters in America that said they wanted Donald Trump to be their president. And from day one, they've been doing everything they can to invalidate him and his administration. And, of course, this is extended, you know, throughout the Democratic Party. I mean, here you go to talk to one of your representatives, Georgia's 6th Congressional District, Lucy McBath. And she doesn't like conservatives, I guess, huh? She called the police on you guys.
Yeah, they called the police. 4 police cars showed up when we were there. Just, they don't want to hear from us. We need to make them hear anyway.
Well, without a doubt, again, it's all part of this cancer culture and spirit of invalidation that has been running amok. And it's being brought to you by the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. That's just flat out the way it is. Jenny Beth Martin, the chair of the Tea Party Patriots on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Have a great day.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? 2 big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the travel rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Hey.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Grover Norquist joins us now, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center right expert on taxes. And we've got lots to talk about. Grover, how you doing?
I am doing very well. Good to be with you.
Always good. Well, Nancy Pelosi could rue the day that she started praying and asking for impeachment, because I got to tell you, the comments we're getting across the country, we the people, are very frustrated with all these antics. I mean, it started out with Mueller, and, you know, it's been going on, Kavanaugh, it's been one relentless attack after the other, and of course, it all fits the bill. Al Green from Texas made a clear to everybody, said the only way that they could defeat Trump is they needed to impeach him. They could not go to the ballot box with him because he'd get reelected.
Well, yes, and I guess two things. It tells us that Trump and the Republicans in the House and the Senate have done a very good job on restoring rule of law with judges, on bringing the economy turned around, on deregulation, on job creation, on bringing unemployment to historic lows, to avoiding stupid wars, down the line, the list of things that he said he was going to do. Right. By election day, there'll be 450 miles of serious wall on the Mexican border in areas that really needed it. It's one after another thing. So if I was a Democrat, I'd talk about Ukraine. I'd talk about Russia. I'd talk about Mueller. I'd talk about Kavanaugh when he was in high school. Anything other than how the economy is doing and whether promises are being kept.
Exactly. Well, and the media, of course, is all complicit in this. They're not looking out for the better part of America, 63 million people who voted for this president to change things, and they would much rather align themselves with the deep state and the shadow bureaucracy government that's pulling the levers.
Well, it makes sense. Look, when the Democrats are in charge, all information flows from Washington, D.C. They tell you which companies are going to do well because they're subsidizing. They tell you what industries are going to be damaged because they damage them. Who's going to be important because they appoint them and give them power and make them important. The press loves to be handed the news, and then they can just read it. They don't have to go dig up the news or report the news. They love having everything come out of New York and Washington, D.C. What drives them nuts is this wonderful new news we had from the Census Department that in the 2.5 years that Trump has been president, the median income in the country, half the people, half the households make more, half make less. Dead center. You want to talk about middle class?
Right.
This is the middle class. $65,000 this per year income is the median. It's up $4,144 since Trump got elected. That's up almost 7% jump to $65,000 during the entire 7.5 years of Obama, because we're not going to give him, we're not going to blame him for the first half year where the economy was going in recession. He started a recovery in July, and for 7.5 years, he moved the median income up $1,000 in 7.5 years. Trump, 4 times as much in 2.5 years.
Exactly.
That is economic growth benefiting the middle of the country.
Grover, let's be real here. Barack Obama decimated the middle class, did he not, with all his policies and regulations?
Well, he did, and one of the painful things is that the labor force participation rate, it's kind of a wonky number, but it means what percentage of the people old enough to be in the workforce are there.
Mm-hmm.
When he started out, when Obama showed up, you were looking at 66% of Americans. I mean, some people are in school, some people are retired, you know, some people retire early, some people are housewives or house husbands, but 66% of Americans old enough to work worked. When he walked out of office, that had fallen to 63%. So when he would talk about the unemployment number falling, as it did during part of his presidency, 3% of that effort, I mean, 3 points out of maybe six or so in decline, was because people gave up looking.
Right.
They gave up looking. And what's happened now is not only are we seeing unemployment go down, but people who had already given up during the Obama years are coming back. Older people saying, I know I retired, but their jobs. Younger people saying, I could stay in school forever, but their jobs. People who are sitting on their couch at home going, I didn't think there was anything out there. Every time I looked, I saw nothing. Now I see my friends getting jobs. Now there's hope. And I'm
exactly
back in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
That's
powerful. Yeah, the other thing that's being underestimated here, Grover, and this has been my theory from day one, is that people still had to eat. So they may have, as far as the government was concerned, got off the grid, but they were working under the table. So now we had a lot of, you know, gross dollars flying under the table here in kind of the black, you know, black market. It wasn't like people could just sit there and say, well, I'm going to stay home and watch Oprah. You know, I still got to feed my family. So now they're going out and just working under the table saying, okay, pay me $3,000 a month and we'll call it a day. No taxes, no nothing, right?
Yeah, and there was also a tremendous increase during the Obama years of people on food stamps. They went out and pushed people to get food stamps, even people who hadn't been looking for them or asking for them, because poor people are fairly Republican. Once a poor person gets a welfare check or food stamps, they become more Democrat.
Right.
It is very important to the Democrats, not that poor people become well-to-do or middle class, but that poor people become and remain dependent
exactly
on the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes them Democrats.
Right. Well, as you say, here we are, unemployment, 3.5%. I mean, basically, we're almost at 100% employment. We've got 7 million jobs right now looking for people. We don't have enough people to fill the jobs.
We don't. And but well, there's still more people who can come in off the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough to do. If you haven't been working for a while, it's tough to get back into the game. It's happening now because of the giant sucking sound isn't Mexico. The giant sucking sound is a job creation machine that the Republicans have created, and more people can now get a job.
Yeah, and the other thing is they're getting better jobs. Look at the average salaries now. They're up, you know, dramatically. Again, another promise made, a promise kept, and, you know, America has more discretionary income in their pockets than they've had in many years.
Well, and the Democrats have seen that middle-income people are doing better, And their plan is to have a carbon tax, which is an energy tax. It's like a gasoline tax, but it includes your home heating oil and your electricity and all of the energy you use. You know, you might think, well, I don't care if there's a carbon tax. I don't have any carbon. Well, what they mean is carbon dioxide. Like, yeah, you breathe out. And when, you know, when you make energy, that is a tax directed at the middle class, as gas taxes are for roads and so on, paid by the middle-income Americans. And what Elizabeth Warren and some of the other Democrats do is, well, yes, we're going to raise trillions and trillions. They're planning on spending an additional $90 trillion over a decade, which more than doubles the total size of the federal government, almost right, 2.5 times. So I can imagine how your taxes are going to have to go up. But it's all going to be on the middle class, because that's where Europe gets their money. They have a value-added tax, a VAT, French word, for
right,
big government.
Yeah.
And this value-added tax just sucks money out of the economy. You know, rich people, you know, the Kennedy kids, they only buy so much stuff. But that hits middle-income people hardest. And with the way they want to sell this VAT, this energy tax, on middle-income people is to say, oh, there'll be a tax on rich people. We're going to have a tax on wealth, okay? First of all, it's not clear it's constitutional. We had to, when we wanted to tax personal income, we had to raise tax, we had to get a constitutional amendment. There's nothing in the government that says you can tax wealth. But what they will do is convince you that, oh, we're going to raise taxes on rich people, so you shouldn't mind the massive doubling of your taxes at for middle-class people. Europeans pay 10, 20% more in sales tax than Americans do, because that's how they pay for their big welfare state. It's the only place to get the money. The middle class has the money. That's where they need to get it.
Yeah. Well, this is deja vu all over again. When you go back and you remember and read about the history of taxation in the United States, it all started targeting at the top 1%, right? And everybody said, okay, yeah, we can go along with that. And in the following year, it was like the 1% got away with it. It was the 99 carrying the, you know, carrying the day, and it's been nonstop ever since.
The income tax came in top rate 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit people earning in today's dollars more than $11 million. So they said to people, this income tax, this won't affect you. First of all, it's only 7%, and it's only people making $1 million. It wasn't very long before everybody was paying the income tax, and 7% was not the highest rate. 10% was the lowest rate.
That's right.
So when politicians say we're going to tax the rich, they haven't finished the sentence. We're going to tax the rich first, then
yes,
you.
Yes.
And then we're really going to get your grandchildren.
Right. And meanwhile, we're going to offer free health care, free education, free stuff.
Absolutely. It won't quite be free, but, you know, it'll look free.
Sounds good. Sounds good at the top line, but when you get, you know, you have to pay your income tax and you see how much you have to contribute, so much for free, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think P.G.R. Rourke, the humorist, wrote, you know, if you think healthcare is expensive, wait until they make it free.
Well, on that happy note, we'll leave the audience to, you know, think about that for a while until we talk again. Grover Norquist, president of the Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. Grover, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Bill, thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio,